Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Turn up your volume. This is Unfuck Nation. Now here's your host, Gary John Bishop.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Unfuck Nation. I am your host, Gary John Bishop. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being part of what we're building here at the Nation. And we are building things, right? I mean, if you go back, if you go into the depths of the shows, you'll see lots and lots and lots and lots of insights, lots of coaching, lots of points. And I get it. You know, if somebody's coming along here and, you know, maybe this might be your first episode, this could be your 14th episode, and you're thinking, well, just, I want to get to the heart of the matter. Let me, you know, give me the juice, Mr. Scottish person. Tell me the episodes that I need to listen to that are going to make the biggest difference. It doesn't work that way, right? I mean, because, you know, all too often we do want the quick route to personal growth and development. We want, you know, the fucking shot in the arm or the microchip in the back of the head that just changes everything. And that's not how this works. Certainly not the kind of growth and development work that I do. You can get a powerful insight that might shift you on any given day. That could happen several times a day. It could open up a whole new world of thinking to you, but that doesn't get you away from the work that is necessary to develop and continue to develop you as a human being. So I recommend, you know, if you're, you know, half a dozen episodes in or 20 episodes in or whatever, go back to the start and just listen to them and just kind of get yourself marinated in this particular conversation. Because you'll hear there's a rolling consistency to all that I'm saying. I really am out to introduce you to a different way of thinking, not the same way that you've perhaps thought before. And, you know, you'll often hear me talk about social media and interactions on social media simply because this is often people's reaction to things that I might say or insist upon is decades and decades and decades of bad wisdom handed down to them. That's what they're witnessing, bad wisdom. Right? People say, no, you're wrong and you're incorrect and that's not true. And that, okay, that's fine. But what people are mostly positing is the same old tired bullshit that doesn't work. This is one of the reasons why our families are broken, why our relationships are struggling or going through a tough time, why our relationship with ourselves can be really challenging, why we start things and don't finish things, right? Bumper sticker fucking wisdom. Doesn't make any real difference. Which quickly gets me to one of the most important parts of what we talk about here at the Nation. And, you know, the undercurrent, if you like, the nature behind everything that we're saying here is this idea of being responsible. I've done many episodes on the various kind of cuts that you can take a responsibility to open it up for you like a flower so that it starts to show up for you in a way that it might not have done, right? The most basic one being responsibility is not blame. There's nothing to shy away from. Responsibility, in fact, is something you should dive into, swim around in, enjoy and express, right? So the undercurrent of all that we do is this notion of responsibility, which is not the notion of responsibility that you see kind of getting pushed out in the world, right? When especially like the political idea of responsibility, you know, we are the responsible ones. Like, it's so dripping in fucking morality, it makes no difference. Responsibility isn't something that you profess upon another. Responsibility is personal to you. And one of the ways that we escape responsibility is one, we'll do it is by blame. So we'll escape the way things are going by blaming. And yeah, blaming yourself is actually a way of escaping the way things are going, right? Because then you end up in this kind of self, this kind of guilty self fucking pain that you're in around a certain issue or issues in your life. You're like, oh, it's terrible. And I'm such a terrible person. It's all just to avoid owning the thing and moving the thing in the direction that it needs to go. So blame is one way where we get to escape the notion of responsibility. And another way we do it is through explanation. So we explain our way out of responsibility. So we'll explain it. We'll say, well, you see, it's been a particularly tough right? Or, and what we, well, rather than or, what we tend to do is seek the agreement of others. So we look for their sense of compassion, understanding, fairness, justice. We look to others to kind of say, look, this is why, you know, you have to kind of absolve me of responsibility here. So in other words, when there are certain things in our life that aren't going the way that we perhaps should go or we think they should go, we will seek the agreement of others that the way that this is fine for me because I'm me, because, you know, look, I'm not the same as everybody else. Or I know I did this, but my intentions were good. I know I did this, but I don't have any willpower. I know I did this, but you have to understand that I did that, right? So we live in a society where that's very, very common. Okay, we do that. Why do we do that? Well, we'll afford others that kind of leeway because it's this kind of secret understanding, this kind of quiet agreement, unspoken, right? That, listen, I'll let you off with it on the understanding that in the future, I might need you to let me off with it. So when somebody talks about, you know, their excuses, you're listening to how well they validate your own. Right? So listening to, well, their excuses validate yours. And then you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's totally true. No, that's right. No, it's not on you. So we have this kind of, like I said, like a rolling conversation with the people in our lives to see whose excuses fit with mine. And remember, an excuse doesn't feel like an excuse when I'm saying it. It feels like I'm just telling you how it is. It doesn't feel like I'm making something up or trying to find an easy way out or just trying to justify myself. It doesn't feel like that. It feels I'm fucking convicted, right? I'm like, no, this is true. But in some way, in the back of my mind, I kind of know that it's bullshit. Like, I kind of know that. But if I spend enough time convincing myself, I'll get enough distance between the truth and my excuse that I'll be fully vested in that excuse. I'll be fully in it. And if somebody comes along and challenges it, I'll fucking argue it to the highest court in the land, right? Which is the court of public opinion, by the way. People around you. So then this idea of responsibility is something we tend to avoid. Why? Well, you know, I've gone into that in various books, but ultimately it comes down to being admired and appreciated, right? And so if we have any failings, flaws, anything like that, we will tend to excuse that, right? Or look to excuse that. Which brings me to this notion of like the way that you're wired, the way that I'm wired, right? And there was an episode I did a while back on somebody who had had a certain way of behaving. And what they did was they got their partner to get on the hook for it, right? So that is to say, what they explained to the partner was, when I behave this way, that's your key to back off me. Because when I behave this way, this is not good. So yeah, I'm suffering with X, Y, or Z, whatever it is I've got going on. So when I do this, you need to back off. Which is, you know, again, a way of, you actually end up blaming the other fucking person for how you are. So we are all wired in a certain way. We all come out of our childhood with certain things. Some things we're numb to. Some things that we feel are, when it happens, we're poked or provoked, or we become anxious or angry or apathetic or, right, you get the picture. So we all have certain situations, certain types of situations that when we get into them, whatever those stirrings are underneath the surface come up. So when you hear me talking about the way you're wired, that's the sort of stuff that I'm talking about. There's a way that you are wired now. You can't escape it. It's fucking there. Now, when it comes to the way you're wired, one word that I never use is control, like to control that. That is not how fucking human beings function, in some mode of control. And just think about that for a moment, like control your emotions, for fuck's sake, come on. And usually when stuff like that's getting said, it's way too late, way too fucking late, right? The amygdala is completely fucking hijacked. The person is fucking in fight or flight response, and you're getting what you're getting at that point. So to be responsible for your wiring is, number one, is to actually do the work. And you hear me say this all the fucking time. Do the work. Do the work. Do the work. Do the work might not completely eradicate something from your life, but it will give you such a profound fucking understanding of it that you'll have a say in it. You'll have such a profound understanding of your wiring, the way it works, the impact of it on you and other people, who you become with that wiring, and the damage that you are inclined to do with that wiring. You'll become so connected to that, so fucking at the source of it, that you'll have something you never had before. Choice. You'll have a choice to be that way or not be that way. That's the choice. It's not about control. It's about shifting, moving, guiding, dealing with what's unfolding, expressing. Do you get like it's a whole other kind of living? It's not to button you up fucking tight and control. Oh yeah, I'm wired this way. When I'm in these kinds of situations, I become, you know, flustered and you know, defensive, or I become fucking quiet and submissive. Or yeah, I mean, those would be ways that you're wired, that you get into certain situations of confrontation or conflict. And by the way, confrontation or conflict doesn't mean argument, right? It just means you're in a situation where you have the experience of being confronted. That could be at a fucking dinner party, right? That could be hanging out with your mates, right? You can have that experience. You could be at the fucking library. Somebody might ask you a question. Somebody might ask you for your fucking ID. And you're like, oh, my God. Right? Right away, heart's fucking beating. That's the way you're wired. So the first thing you have to do is do the work on it. What is that work? What does it entail? Start to get an understanding of when that started for you. Including, by the way, the incidents. So this was the incident, my earliest memory of the incident. These are other incidents in my childhood when this kind of came together. And it leads you to one of the most important parts of this. When I ask, I used to ask clients this, I would say, okay, so this is the way you've been wired. What's this been like for you to live with this? What has this been like? And really, like, stop. Don't just blurt the fucking answer out. Stop and think. Stop and think about a lifetime of this, the way you're wired. Let that in for a moment. Let the juices flow. Let yourself be gotten by that experience, what that's been like for you. The turns that your life has taken in light of that wiring. The things you've not done that you could have done. The things that you did that you probably shouldn't have done. Living with that. Living with the guilt or the shame or the resentment or the deadness. What's that been like for you? Now, it's not a hop and a skip and a jump to get to the next part of that equation. And you have to dwell in that first part. You have to really get it. Yeah, like as I said, it's not get it, it's be gotten by it. Like it gets you. You're like, oh, shit. But the next part is you begin to speculate. Because if you can get what it's like for you, you can start to get an understanding of what it's been like for people to be around you with this wiring, the way you're wired. What kind of pressure do they live with? What do they know not to talk to you about? Are the people around you free to be themselves? I mean, we rarely think of that. We don't think of, like, are the people around me free to be themselves? We immediately answer, oh, yeah. No, stop, for fuck's sake. What are the conversations they veer away from, steer away from, avoid? What are the emotions they know just aren't appropriate with you? Can they openly express the love with you or not? Do they know not to do that because you're uncomfortable? So you get the impact on you, and then you get the impact on them. Now you're deep into the territory of doing the fucking work. You're deep into the territory. You're starting to get how this thing called the way you're wired lives in the world, how it exists in the world. And what something magical starts to happen is you start to see it. You start to get this little bit of distance. Like, it's there, and I'm here. The way I'm wired is there, and I'm here. There's a little bit of separation. I can see the way I'm wired, and I can see what it does. Very important words there. I can see what it does. Now, somebody might say, well, aren't you just avoiding responsibility? Fucking stop. Wait. Can I be responsible for it and the degree to which it impacts the quality of my life? That's the question. Can I be responsible for it the way that I'm wired? And the degree to which it impacts the quality of my life. What does that mean? It means, can I own that in such a way that I either minimize or eradicate how it fucks with my life? Can I? That's the question. If the answer is no, guess what you've just stumbled upon? Another thing that you're willing to excuse yourself for. Or in other words, an excuse. Right? People think of the word excuse like it's some sort of, you know, you're being degraded or something. Oh, it's just an excuse. No, it's an excuse. It's not just an excuse. It's an excuse. It's how we excuse ourselves. We excuse ourselves in life. We excuse ourselves from participating in life by making the topic of our excusing or excuse a compelling one. So if you're saying, well, I get all of that. I see the impact on me. I see the impact on the people in my life, what it's like to share life with me. But sometimes it comes down to things like in certain moments, now what are you going to do about those certain moments? In those certain moments, what's missing? People will say stuff like willpower or confidence or, right, no. What's missing is an action. Something that you could now do that would interrupt your wiring. Because, you know, as we've gone over many, many times, we are fucking addicted to our feelings. Shift my feelings. Change the way I feel. I need to feel different. There's an awful lot you're going to need to get done in this life feeling the way you currently feel. If you want to lose that fucking weight, you're going to have to do it feeling the way you feel right now. So we look for, you know, and I'll use weight as an example. I'm in the process of doing that myself right now. I'm doing a little bit of fasting, which helps me immensely. Just to keep myself in shape and healthy and, you know, vibrant. But some people, it's a big, big thing, you know, like they want to lose fucking 80 pounds or something. And I do appreciate there are people that are out there who want to put weight on. I do appreciate that too. But it comes down to the same thing. You know, we rely on our feelings to get us through it. How, if you're already wired a fucking certain way, how's that going to work? Well, I need to feel different about it. No. Need to feel the same about it and do differently. And I have to realize that it's moments of choice. It's not weeks of choice or months of choice or fucking years of choice. It's moments of choice. It's a moment where I'm about to, and I know that I'm about to. I'm either going to indulge the way I'm wired or choose something else. I'm either going to indulge the way I'm wired or choose something else. And then after it's over, I'm going to look back and say, I should have done something different. So ultimately, that's what I mean about being responsible for the way you're wired. About owning it. But realizing that that is what that is. And if I'm not going to fucking own it, who is? And that includes, by the way, you know, whatever you went through in your fucking childhood that you feel as if that's the reason why you are the way you are now. And it could be from the lightest thing to the fucking darkest thing, from the easily acknowledgeable to the unfucking speakable. Yeah, you're going to have to own whatever you took out of that. You're going to have to own that now. You can't be like, well, you know, you guys need to excuse me because I'm da-da-da. I mean, you fucking can. Of course you can. I don't think you'll live the life you want to live, though. If you want to live the life you want to live, then you're going to have to deal with that shit yourself. But that's the good news. That's the fucking great news, to be honest. That is the great news. Because when you finally realize that it's on you, that's when you get like, fuck, I could have changed this all along. I could have changed this all along. And is living this way the easiest way to live life? I think that's part of our issue. We're looking for the easiest way, not the way that works. We want the easiest way. We want the easiest way through relationships. We want the easiest way through our financial troubles. We want the easiest way through our health and conditioning. We want the easiest way through our fucking mental struggles and troubles. We want the easiest way through our marriage or our friendship or our work relationships or the growth of our business. Or we want, give me the easy way. Tell me how to do it. And there's no easy way. There's just a fucking way. There's just the way that you do that. Whether it's easy or not is subjective. That is to say, it's different for each person. You might find something really easy and somebody might find that really challenging. You might find something really challenging. They might experience that as really easy. So it's not the thing, but rather the experience. We want easy experiences. Things should be flawless. That's why, you know, look, many times when people come to me, certainly in the past, people say, you know, I'm in a relationship right now. It's really struggling. It's not going well. And, you know what my first question is. It's, unfuck yourself. What were you expecting? Well, I was expecting it to be better than this. Okay, well, there's your first fucking, there's the first wall you've hit. Because it is the way it is right now. Your trouble is that you think in the recesses of your mind that it's supposed to be different. And that's the same with how we are with ourselves. We think we're supposed to be different. Somewhere in the recesses and the background of our minds, there's this deeply held belief that we're supposed to be different. That I shouldn't be wired this way. That this is somehow fucked up. That I'm somehow fucked up. That I'm da-da-da. No. You are whole, complete, and perfect. Just the way you are. Just the way you are right now. There's nothing to change. There's only what you need to be responsible for. That, my friends, is powerful living. So look at any of your life today. What have you not been responsible for that you now need to bring in house, that you now need to be responsible for? Own it. Shape it. Live it. All right, that's going to be it for this week from the Nation. I'm not doing a question from the Nation this week because I felt as if this was a powerful message that we needed to get out there. I've mentioned to you on a previous episode, you know, things are afoot. I am working on certain things with a team here to get some new things to you this year, for sure. And I'm contemplating a bunch of new ideas because I'm working on a new book. And with that in mind, I might take on a small group of people to coach on the principles of this book to really get that work out there in the world. I might do that, but please don't contact me with, please, I'll be the one, let me be the one. If I'm going to do it, I'll let you know. It's just a little tidbit that I'm throwing out there so that you get a sense of that. That's going to be it for this week. Please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. I'm going to get back to questions next week. So if you have a question for me, if you have a conundrum for me, 646-450-3203, 646-450-3203, or connect at Gary John Bishop. If you want to email me, connect at Gary John Bishop. I'll get a chance to look at things from there. All right, you guys, that's it. Have a great one. I'll see you on the flip side.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.